I've just been playing a song that was relevant to tonight's show for the past 4 minutes, and just realized that the sound wasn't going through on the live feed. So anyway, apologies for that. It kind of hold on a second. Let's remove this one. I'm not going to be streaming from this location tonight for St. John Forward Radio. You'll all miss my mishmash of horror nonsense on in the background. I'm going to be back at local FM, campus radio station, and I have a pretty good show planned for tonight. I do say so. It's going to be a big return to form, and just wanted to, I've got an exciting guest coming up, so I wanted to spend a minimal amount of time talking about myself or talking, you know, at all. I want to hear what this person has to say. And part of the reason for this is we have an election coming up, a federal election sometime in November, not November, that's the U.S., sometime in September. And I've traditionally been a non-voter for various reasons. But primarily I do not want to participate in my own subjugation. That's the word. That would have been like a powerful quote that I could have clipped out. I went to the movies this weekend, went to see the new Candyman movie, and I highly recommend it. Before the movie, there was a bit of a PSA that really got me thinking differently about, voting and democracy and, you know, my role in it. So let's take a look at that video. Hang on a second. I got to switch windows. So this is on voteparty.ca.
Hi, I'm Rick Mercer.
My name is Elena Watko.
Ashley Pollock.
Michelle Morgan.
Hey, it's Magic.
I'm Ada Vogtain.
And I'm taking my friend to vote with me.
I'm helping a non-voter vote. Will you?
Did you know that most young people didn't vote in the last election?
If you don't vote, you don't count.
Your vote could change an election.
Your vote matters.
Make a vote date.
Make a vote date.
At voteparty.ca.
And take a non-voter to vote with you.
Tell two friends about voteparty.ca.
And they'll tell two friends,
and so on, and so on, and so on.
So, anyway, that, that was a very, oh, hang on, let's stop that. That was very compelling, and again, not condescending at all. It really got me thinking. I didn't realize that, you know, if I don't vote, I don't count. I'm basically not even a human being. And I really appreciate this campaign that reaches out to me and my people. And not directly, mostly it's reaching out to the people around my people, imploring them to, hey, these special needs non-voters, they just can't get it together. They just can't get it together. So you need to make a vote date, and you need to find one of your non-voting friends, say, hey, you need to stop eating glue for a couple of minutes and come exercise your democratic duty and cast your ballot. So I'm pretty fired up about this whole thing. I'm not very fired up about my options. I do want to count. I do want to matter as a human being in the society that I live in. Gotta say, not a fan of the major political parties. So, you know, maybe let's explore what are some other options. Should I spoil my ballot, which many people have suggested, as if that is to accomplish anything? A lot of people want to want to vote for the, you know, strategically, they call it. So basically, they just keep voting for the same two parties over and over again. I don't like that. So I feel like if I was going to vote, that I would want to vote with my conscience, and I would vote as if this vote determines the course of society for the next however long time. So I want to see what my options are. So I've got a guest coming in who is going to, hopefully we'll have a nice conversation, and I will learn some information that I did not previously have. I've got some questions that I would like to have answered. So I'm looking forward to this this very special guest who I just emailed to confirm that they were still coming tonight. As far as I know, 9 o'clock on local FM, 107.3 FM, in fact, or localfm.ca. It'll for sure be airing in those two venues. I am going to attempt to do a live video stream, but I am not confident in the process. I should have gone into the radio station earlier this week and made arrangements to figure out the mechanics of that. So I'm going to go in a bit early and see if I can hopefully just plug my webcam into the radio station computer and figure out which buttons to press on the radio station soundboard so that the board feed goes into the computer and out to StreamYard to you all. So again, the angle as to where I'm going to set up my my webcam so that you can see both of us, because we're facing each other, so it's not ideal. So anyway, I'm going to try to figure it out. But if that doesn't work, you can for sure listen to it at localfm.ca, assuming the website streaming is working, which I did not check. Local 107.3 FM on your dial if you're in the St. John area. And worst comes to worst, you can listen to the audio version at johnforward.podbean.com on Wednesday, assuming I have my act together and I put it out. I didn't say who the guest was going to be, and I'm not going to, but I've got a teaser that, you know, this will tell you who we've got coming on. So we don't want to watch the vote party thing again. That message came in loud and clear, but I will leave you with this short clip.
Nothing in the way to vaccinate our children. It's our children, not yours.
They are our provinces.
Doesn't matter.
They are not the state children. That is absolutely against everything. You are absolutely.
You just need to have children of
your own. You wanted to get me going, and you did, because you are absolutely disgracing parental rights here. You are a human rights violator. I'm a loon. Great comeback. Why don't you come with some philosophy? Why don't you come with something real? Instead of calling me names, why don't you be... Yes, personal liberty. That's what we're standing for. Freedom is what we stand for. You just said the state owns your children. Excuse me. You stand back if you'd like. I'm not moving. You got a mask. You're protected. You're good.
You're protected, right?
You're good.
What I'm looking forward to is watching your political objective be utterly annihilated in the election coming up in a few weeks, and the people who are standing up for a genuine community.
Yeah, because you got $1.6 billion of our dollars going to CBC.
You just said the state owns your children.
Well then, so that's a little teaser for tonight's show. Again, I'm going to try to live stream it. I don't know if it's going to work, but you can for sure check it out on 107.3 FM in St. John, localfm.ca on the internet, or the Podbean feed in a couple of days. Anyway, you'll be hearing from me later tonight.
Number one
biggest game is when they gain the most fame. It's like a race to the top because they want to be boss. They don't care who you step on as long as they get along. I got to play by politicians in my eyes. Politicians in my eyes, child. They could care less about you, they could care less about me. As long as they are the end, the place that they want to be. They always went for a smile, it goes with the style. I got to play it by politicians in my eyes. Always try to be slick when they tell us the lies. They're responsible for sending young men to die. We have waited so long for someone to come along and correct our country's wrong. But the wait has been too long. Better man that you see, but when decision time comes, that's when they have the most fun. I can play it by politicians in my eyes. In my eyes, child. They always trying to convince, just like we don't have the sense. They look just like a quiz, stupid things. Tell you to trust in them, because your biggest friend. Politicians in my eyes, baby.